This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, and Paul Parent's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, we'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. We can take your phone calls. We can take your emails. We can even go online at facebook.com/Paul P. Garden Club. We had some good things on there last night. Got some more to come. But had a great idea from a gentleman by the name of Ed, suggesting telling a few more stories, going with the mailbox, starting that early while everybody's just starting to get up there and thinking about calling in. So, Ed, thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate your thoughts there. Everybody else there, some good stuff. One of the things we did yesterday, when I was talking with my wife, we were talking about things we could put on Facebook, just some different things. And, you know, in a while we haven't really reached out and said thank you for the support we've had for the past little over 6 months since my father passed. And it's been overwhelming, really, the support we've received. It's been good for us to see what's going on out there and to hear all the great things that my father has done. So we're going to be talking more on Facebook, looking for emails. And if you send me an email, the past couple of weeks I've been beyond busy. All the snow that's been happening, and the more snow to come tonight, has been keeping me out working. I do plow for the nursery I work for and a church up the street from the nursery. So this week we had a lot of 2 a.m. wake-ups and a lot of planning for that, and then sleeping in between, because 2 o'clock in the morning is awfully early. I can do this 5:30, 6 o'clock thing, but 2 o'clock's early. So we're getting to them. I'm going to answer a few of those today. But one of the first comments, we had just asked, you know, what's your favorite advice that my father had given in his years of talking with you? And the first piece of advice, and I wish I had said it, but I'm glad somebody else did. Kathleen brought it up, and she said, she can't call, but my dad always said, do not prune your roses until opening day at Fenway. And she said she loved that man. You know what? That actually is my favorite, too. I had written a little bit about the lawn, etc., but thinking about it, every time I hear that or think about that when it comes to pruning roses, I just remember he always had to say it with a little bit of a disappointment, a little bit of like, well, you know, when they start to play for real, if that ever is, or he'd always have to poke it a little bit. You know, we had 86 years of disappointment, and my father lived through a lot of that. They're not like they are now, but that's one of my favorite, because I just remember when I first started, you know, guest hosting for my father when he would go away, with listeners, or, you know, go our way on personal type thing. One of the first times I ever did the show, the Red Sox had just won the World Series in 2004. I was so pumped about being able to go in and talk about how they had just won the World Series, but at the same time, I could say, hey, Dad, look, you can't be disappointed now, because when they come back, they're already playing for real. So that right there, Kathleen, thank you for bringing that one up. That truly is one of the great memories, great pieces of advice. You know, he would always say, when the Red Sox come back to Fenway to play baseball for real, you know, he'd joke a little bit because of the fact that he didn't want you to think it was spring training. You know, that's not for real. But when they would come back in April. So that was a really good piece of advice that he always used to give. And we're almost a month away from opening day in Fenway. I'd have to check the exact date, but we're not that far away. But Mother Nature's not making us feel that way. Like I said, I've been up early this past week a few times. I want to say it was Monday and Thursday. And then even yesterday morning, they kept changing the weather. It was supposed to start at midnight. Then it was supposed to start at like 5. And then it didn't start till 7, and it didn't end up being a lot as much as they had thought in certain areas. So, Mother Nature is kind of saying, hey, we're going to give it all to you at once. February and March, we're going to hit you hard with storms. It's been crazy how the past few years have been like that. There's not been, you know, that consistent winter, and then spring starts to hit in March, and you're starting to get through there. It's been a good number of years that it's been this way. We always get hit harder towards the end of the season with the snow. So we're bracing tonight. I've been watching the weather as much as possible just to try and figure out what's going to happen. And I've seen so many different totals in the past 24 hours. I don't think we'll know until it actually hits us. At one point, I saw 6 to 12, 4 to 8, 3 to 6, 6 to 9. You know, hey, who knows? Someday the weather will be right on, but I don't think it's going to happen now. So, take a look for that. Like my father always said, though, snow is a poor man's fertilizer. So, we're taking it, we'll take it and use it, and build on that coming for the spring, and get ready for a great year. So I think we'll be all right with it. It's not fun to shovel some of it. I mean, I know earlier this week, I can't remember which day, I want to say it was Thursday, that snow was very light. I believe it was Thursday. The snow was very light and fluffy, nice and easy to shovel, to get out of the way. One of the gentlemen I work with, he had gone to our Mahoney's in Concord to help plow that area out so they'd be ready for the day. And he was looking across the way in Concord, there is a place called Verrill Farms. He said they had a plow out there that was cleaning the parking lot, but they had a gentleman pushing a leaf blower to clean the sidewalks, and the snow was coming right off. Now, a lot of people who are on Facebook might have seen in New England there was a post of a gentleman holding a backpack blower to clean off his car and driveway, and I was like, oh yeah, that's just on the internet, that's not real. But I couldn't believe it. You know, so he came back and told us, he's like, yeah, it was working perfectly, it was so light. So that was a nice and easy storm. That was actually gone by most of the snow was gone by the end of the day. And yesterday's came back and had some more, and then tonight. So, you know, we got that poor man's fertilizer here. We got to look at the positives instead of all the negatives when it comes to the snow. And some of you out there love the snow because I know you love to ski, do that type of thing. So that's great, but it's a little bit too much in my opinion. So, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Again, you can either give us a call. You can go on to paulparent.com. Go to the bottom and email us and ask some questions that way. Or you could go to facebook.com/Paul P. Garden Club. And we have some posts up there, or you can ask some questions that way. And we can try to answer them on the air for you. And like I said, I've been just having a hard time the past couple weeks with everything being so busy. My daughter turned one last week. It was her baptism as well. My mom came up for a few days from Florida. Then all the snow. So I'll try to get to answer a lot of them. But, you know, one of the questions, and I'll probably talk about it on the other side of the break a little bit as well, is I got an email from Ginny Brown. And she wanted to know what was some of the best crabgrass pre-emergent products that I could recommend. One of the better ones out there that I like to look at is this product from Bonide called Crabgrass and Weed Preventer. You can use that one. That's not really a one with fertilizer. They have one that is a crabgrass preventer that is their, as they call it, phase one that has fertilizer. They also have a Crabgrass Killer Plus, and I would recommend almost doing crabgrass twice in the spring. So I could talk a little bit more about that on the other side of the break, because there is a little bit more to talk about it, just other than to say, put this down at this point, put this down at this point. I want you guys to do it right, so we'll go a little bit more over that. Give us a call at 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Welcome back to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We can help you out with all your gardening questions. We're going to go back to what we were talking about on the previous break. Like I said, Ginny was wondering what would be some of the best crabgrass pre-emergent products that I could recommend. Now, like I said, there's a crabgrass preventer, which is phase one from Bonide, a really great product. You can use that right in the spring, right when the forsythia are starting to bloom. Once you start to see those yellow forsythia coming out, that's what you're going to want to, that's when you're going to want to put down your crabgrass preventer. Hopefully the snow is, you know, gone by that point and the ground has started to thaw a bit. It should be. Usually when you see forsythias blooming, the ground is ready to go. That usually means it's crabgrass preventer time. Let's get going with the lawn. Now, you can be putting that crabgrass preventer down at that point. And then what I'd like to see, which isn't a normal phase or step program, is using a crabgrass preventer right, you know, about 4 to 5 weeks later. There's a crabgrass plus from Bonide as well. What it'll also do is kill a little bit later seasoned crabgrass. You know, that crabgrass preventer at the beginning will prevent for, you know, up to 5 months, but by putting a second one down, it's really going to do well to get as much of that crabgrass down. It's not like a step two or a phase two. It's kind of like, in my opinion, like a 1A or 1B. If you consider crabgrass preventer with a fertilizer as your 1A, you would use this crabgrass plus as 1B. So, just some bit of advice. Hopefully that works out for a few of you. We do have somebody on the line, so we're going to go right to that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Chuck in Loudon.
Chuck, welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Many years. What I'm looking for is I've got two apple trees that we planted, and they're now about 14 feet tall. Last year's pro- productivity was almost nil. It seemed as though the buds were almost black before they ever got to a point where they had an apple on them. And I was wondering if you think it might be a fertilizer problem or too much rain, or I'm at a loss.
Well, so you're not the only one, Chuck, who's in a loss. I've had a lot of people actually talk about that this past fall on the air through some emails as well. I think what actually had to happen with some of these apple trees and that did this was last year, around the middle of February, we had a day where it was like 70 degrees. And that day was so warm. And it wasn't just that day. It was a couple days in a row where it was warmer. I remember two things. One, I went to work in shorts because I was like, 70 degrees, I got to wear shorts.
Oh, yeah.
And the other was the Olympics had just happened or were happening, if I remember correctly. I just remember talking about Bruins, and one of the prospects for the Bruins was playing in the Olympics. It was Ryan Donato. Oh, and yeah. I was like, I remember that distinctly and saying, wow, it's like 70 degrees. And I'm in shorts, there's snow on the way, and I'm talking about hockey. This is crazy. But what that did was started to warm everything up, started getting everything going, you know, the blood flowing, if you will, in the plants. Obviously, sure. It's not blood, but that type of thing. And what it did was it started to wake up these plants. But I believe, I don't know, within a week, we had a nor'easter, and then the next week we had snow, then the next week we had snow. And then the next week we had snow. I think actually one of them was a nor'easter where it was all rain, which actually like pushed into the plants. Okay, it's warm. Now we're getting rain. Maybe it's April. Say, you know, the April showers here. Sure. The plants are starting to think, all right, what's going on? And then we got hit with snowstorm after snowstorm. It was almost once a week going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it shocked a lot of plants. I really do. And I think it did a number to fruit trees because the apples aren't the only ones that have done that. So I think it had to do with the rain and the snow, but nothing we could really prevent, obviously. But I think it was just a little bit more than that. If you want, I'm about to go to a break. I can talk a little bit more on the other side of the break.
If you could, please, about application times and what the fertilizer is that should go on it.
Definitely. So if you want to hang on, or you can hang up and listen, up to you.
I'll hang on. That's great. Thank you.
All right. So just hang on for me. On the other side of the break, we'll talk a little bit more about the apple trees. All right. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump spoke at CPAC. He said his comments on the death of American college student Otto Warmbier in North Korea have been misinterpreted.
And I'm in such a horrible position because in one way, I have to negotiate. In the other way, I love Mr. and Mrs. Warmbier, and I love Otto. And it's a very, very delicate balance. He was a special young man, and to see what happened was so bad.
There's a tentative agreement in the week-long Oklahoma-California teachers' strike over money, class size, and school resources. A vote is expected this weekend by the rank and file. President Keith Brown of the Oakland Teachers Association.
The people of Oakland have spoken. The people of Oakland is saying that our students are a priority.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, not to brag, but Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. Yep, soak it in. You know who isn't the official chicken wing of the NCAA? Your couch. Because your couch doesn't have a partnership deal with the NCAA. So do you want to be home on your couch, the official nothing of the NCAA? Or do you want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings? The official place that has lots of TVs and beers and screaming fans, and it's officially better than your couch for college basketball. Buffalo Wild Wings. Please drink responsibly.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Before the break, we were talking with Chuck. We were talking about his apple trees. Now, we had talked about what could have been the cause for those black buds at the beginning and less fruit. And like I said, I think the frosts, the cold, the warm, then the cold, then the cold, then the, you know, that type of thing really had a lot to do with this past year. Depending upon where you were, some areas that didn't have that warm up or as high of a warm up as we did in like Massachusetts, they didn't have issues as much with the apples. I know some people in northern parts of New England and maybe upstate New York, that type didn't have some issues. So, a couple things that we had talked about prior, you know, what to do for an application, when to fertilize, one of the products to make sure that's being used on the product to just take care of some of the disease control, some of the different insects, some that are listed on different products. If you are looking for a good product to spray on the tree, just to be safe for any of the diseases that might happen or the insects, Bonite has a product called Fruit Tree Spray.
Bonite does? That's Bonite?
Yep, it's Bonite product. It's called Fruit Tree Spray. You can actually buy it in multiple sizes. They have it in a concentrate, then they have it in a ready-to-use, which would be like a trigger spray, and then they have a ready-to-spray, which you attach to the hose. You would have to take a look at it to see all the different insects that it might have, but if you've had black spot or some types of mildew, some rot on the apples, this is the one to use for the apples, okay? Now, this is a product that for years on the back of it had said it had a spray chart, and you would spray it at each time that they talked about using it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This was what it used to say. I recently, I want to say Tuesday of this past week, went to a Bonide seminar where dealers and vendors from all over New England came and they gave us a presentation of their products, just to talk about it, know what's new, etc. And one of the questions, they talked about this fruit tree spray. And it used to say, like I said, almost like 7 applications. They've actually changed it on the bottle to 2 applications.
Wow.
Okay. But they don't tell you, one thing I don't like about it, and I'm going to try to talk with the company a little bit more just to get a better idea, is they don't tell you which time to spray it with the fruit tree spray. Okay, on the back of the bottle, they have for apple. It'll tell you you can spray. It'll tell you exactly how much of the concentrate to mix with water. It'll say at green tip, pre-bloom, full pink, petal fall, an inch of cover, and 2 inches of cover. But on none of them does it actually say, do it at this time. What they do suggest doing with the fruit tree sprays is use different ones. Don't just use the fruit tree spray. Use it twice because it'll do insects and diseases. But what they do suggest is looking at it and saying, what's more common on the apples for you? Because it's a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
So do you have more insects or do you have more diseases? You know, so kind of look at it and say, all right, you know what? I have more insects. So then you could use that fruit tree spray multiple times, you know, the 2 times, depending upon which one you think's the best, and we can think about that a little bit. But then you could use maybe some all seasons oil, you know, an organic, nice way to put it in there.
Sure.
There's also, you know, instead of maybe using that synthetic chemical, using their citrus fruit and nut orchard spray, which is organic, you know, maybe using that more often. That's a good one to do. You know, you look at it and you say, all right, I'm eating these apples. Do I want to put the synthetic? And if I do put the synthetic, maybe I put those on the first 2 steps, if you will, the first 2 times, and then go with organic from there.
Gotcha.
So that's one of the things I learned the most this past week about it. You know, looking at it and saying, all right, I had always known that fruit tree spray 7 times. Okay, 2-week intervals, we're good. You know, set it and forget it, basically. You just knew what to do. Now they've kind of changed that up. They've, you know, a lot of the companies out there are looking at more organic ways to go. Because, they're, and this is for all fertilizer and synthetic and organic companies, they're looking at better ways to help the environment. And so that's what they've kind of looked at this and said, all right, let's cut back a little bit of the synthetics and go with some of the organics. So that's what's been happening with, you know, spraying and cleaning up the plants. As far as fertilizer, there's a couple different thought process to it. You know, maybe using a product like a Holytone in the spring and in the fall. You know, Holytone, maybe, but I was looking at it and saying Holytone's more of an acidic type fertilizer, so maybe use a Tretone, which isn't as acidic, because an apple tree would like a 6 to 6.5 pH. So 6 is closer to acidity, 6.5 is more neutral. That's what we're trying to get in there to get a stronger fertilization and stronger plant. When you have that pH at that right level, like a 6 to a 6.5, it's going to be better for you, better fruit, etc.
And do you do a soil test around the base of the tree, Matt?
What I would do is not right around the base, at the drip line of the apple tree.
Okay.
So as far out as the apple tree goes,
yep,
that's your drip line. Because that's where you're going to put the fertilizer anyways.
Yes.
So, you know, you can pick up one of those inexpensive 99-cent or a couple dollar pH tests to tell you where it's kind of at. Or you could get, you know, they do sell some of the digital pH meters that you can stick into the ground and figure out what it is. Some companies will actually offer free soil tests, you know, at the local garden center to go to talk with them. I know one of our sponsors, Natural Alternatives, right now is running an awesome promotion, which is a free soil test, where you can get their soil test that they normally charge $24.95 for free, one test.
Wow.
So maybe that's more of like a lawn thing if you're interested in the lawn. But it's an option. We can, if you're listening at 7:30, Victoria from Natural Alternative is going to come on. We're going to talk a little bit more about it.
Oh yeah, no, I start when you start, and I finish when you finish.
Great. So, if you know, listen for that because she's going to give us some more information, the keyword that you need to use to get the promotion, etc. But if you can do it just for the apple tree, you know, use one of those free or the inexpensive soil samples, and you're going to just look for that pH to be in the 6 to 6.5.
Great.
Okay. The fertilizer you can use, you could use like a 10-10-10 fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
And use it a couple times. If you want to push like a bloom booster, something that's going to have a little bit more to it, you're going to look for a high middle number. Okay, the middle number there is your phosphorus. So the middle number is made for root growth and shoots. So the more you take care of the roots, the better the shoots you will have, better flowers, better production, that type of thing. So that superphosphate is one that you would want to use early and as early as you can when the ground is thawed out at the roots base. You're going to have it in two types. You're going to have a 0440 or like a 0180.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those products are from Espoma. There's some other ones out there. I like the Espoma ones. They're a great organic and natural company. You know, they do have some other things in there, but the great organics there. And so you could use that triple phosphate or super phosphate first, and then from there go to a more all the same.
It's
like,
yeah.
like a 10-10-10 going forward. You can use that in the spring, and then 6 weeks later from that, and then you could use it one more time as a 6 weeks later than that, but you wouldn't want to do anything really in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
If you do any
question about watering it in, Pat, what do I do for that?
Watering in the fertilizer?
Yes.
So you would get all the fertilizer into, I always like to do it. Some people will sprinkle it around the drip line and mix it in that way. I like to almost, depending upon how big the tree is, make like four holes with the end of a shovel, open it up a little bit just to get it a little bit deeper in there. You know, sometimes, depending upon the tree, you know, apple trees have a lot of feeder roots that go straight out.
Yeah.
I don't want to go crazy digging deep into the soil because I don't want to cut a lot of those roots.
What I've used is a bulb planter that just basically
perfect.
Gets a hole started.
Yeah, awesome. That's what I would do, too. That's a great idea. Put it on, like, four spots. Sprinkle it in there, and then you could water everything in from there.
Yep.
What it's a slower release fertilizer, so it's not going to instantly hit the plants. Over time, with the rain, the water that you're putting on it, and the elements, etc., it'll break down and go into the soil that way. So I think that would definitely be the way to do it.
Well, I'm going to give it a shot.
Awesome. I keep us posted. Let us know what happens.
I will.
You know, it's a couple-step process, especially if you're trying to produce some more on there. I think that superphosphate at the beginning will be great. Only use it once a year because you don't want to put too much phosphorus in it and really just, you know, almost soup it up too much.
Okay.
All right, Chuck, thank you.
Looks like we're on a healing track. Thank you.
Let's hope so.
All right, Pat. Thank you very much. God bless.
Thanks, Chuck. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Like I said with Chuck there, I went to a Bonide, they used to call it Bonide University, for dealers and different garden centers, landscapers, etc., to take a look at their product, to learn a little bit more about each one of the products. So it's a very good refresher of some of the products. Very good to learn a few different things. And like I said, you know, the fruit tree spray, I've always known it as almost like a 6 or 7 type application. And now they're actually saying just two times in those times. They don't really say when, but as I was saying with Chuck, maybe I'd use that synthetic early. That, you know, the chemical, putting it into the something that you're eating, if you're going to use it, because it is very useful, it does its job, maybe do those the first two, and then work your way with organics, Or maybe spread it out a little bit, do that first one, do a little bit more organics, and then do it as like the third or fourth time. Now, one of the things, like I said, that I did really learn from this was, you know, the fruit tree spray has insecticide and disease control. If your tree doesn't have diseases very often, or, you know, you just want to use it as a preventative, you use that twice, why continue with a disease control when your bigger issue is maybe insects? Really spray or take care of what's present. You know, take care of what's there, not just what could be there. So, you know, just some thoughts, and I think it would be, you know, it's very good to think about different ways, and that's what one of the things that I took from this seminar that really opened up my eyes for it. Now, they had a lot of other great things, some different stuff. We'll talk about those in the coming weeks, but I thought, wow, that does make sense, and I wanted to pass that along to everybody out there. So hopefully that helps you guys out. You can give us a call, or you can go onto our Facebook page, ask us some questions, or via email. We'll be here for all of those. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back, and we'll answer some more of your questions.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe. If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to PaulParent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to PaulParent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. You can give us a call via that phone number. Or you can go on to our website at paulparent.com. Go all the way down to the bottom. You can send us an email. Or you can go to Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/paulpgardenclub.com. Don't forget to like us out there. You can get some more information. We've been trying to get a little bit more information out to you guys, asking more questions here and there. We're really trying to look at that and say, all right, this is what we should be doing. Try to get some more thoughts out there for you, more questions if you have them, and we'll try to answer them on the radio for you. So, you know, multiple ways to get a hold of us, and we'll do everything we can to get to you as quickly as possible. Like I've said a few times today, the past few weeks, almost a month now, I'd say, have been just crazy hectic, and getting ready for spring, doing all those things, is I've had a lot less time than I thought I would have, having two children, a 3-year-old and a newly 1-year-old, has been it's been a challenge. But a lot of you out there know that, have done that before, so I see how everybody did it. I don't know how my father did it with 3 at one point, so, and my mother too, so yeah, gotta give them props somewhere, right? Well, We've talked about a few different things today already, and I did talk about, you know, going to the Bonide University and getting some great information there. It was awesome to just hear some information that I didn't think of, or, you know, that I did know, and I was like, oh yeah, that's a good one. I should be doing that. And one of my favorite pieces of advice that I remember talking with Art from Bonide about on the radio, one of the first times that I had to do an interview on the radio at the same time was we had talked about their product 8 and using it in the woods to take care of insects and ticks. You know, he brought up that same you know, story, if you will, during the talk that we had. It was just kind of cool. I'm listening to it and I'm smiling the whole time, and I could see him from afar looking at me, knowing why I'm smiling. And we were talking about, he was talking about spraying the first, you know, 15 feet, the perimeter of the woods, for your fleas, your ticks, your insects, and doing it early. And he'd always talked about using 8 as a product to spray out there because of the products in it to kill what was out there. And so I'm listening to him talk about it. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. You know, I know that story. But what he was saying was we actually had a little bit more of a talk with it. They've come out with a flea beater, flea and tick control, ready to spray. So what they always try to work with, and a lot of the companies do this, but they figure out what's going to work for an area and then get it a little bit stronger, a little bit better. You know, what product's going to really go towards those insects only and focus on those. Now, they came out with a product called Flea Beater. It's a flea and tick control with ready to spray. And you can use it the same way as Art described to me in regards to 8. You attach it to the hose, and you can spray your weeds. You can spray the weeds if they're in a shady area. But spray your shrubs and trees around the house, and then you could spray any of the woods that are surrounding the area. Usually try to get the first 10 to 15 feet out there. You know, ticks, which a lot of people are concerned about, are lazy. They like to be in the shade. They like to jump onto, you know, people, pets, etc., and have them carry them to where they need to go. But they like the cooler areas. They don't like to be in the sun. They're not, you know, sunbathers. They're not going to the beach, that type of thing. They like to be in the shade. So hence why you should be spraying the perimeter of your woods and around the house where your shrubs and trees are. Now, it is a synthetic chemical, so you do need to let it wait a little bit, you know, if somebody's going to play in that area, you know, a child or a pet. But it's worth it. So this is an upgrade from what they were using with 8, and I think it's a great product that they're going to, you know, see on the shelf soon. Again, that's Flea Beater, Flea and Tick Control from Bonide. Great little product. We'll talk about it throughout the show, throughout the year. We're going to go to a break. On the other side of the break, we'll talk some more about your questions and go from there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.